And come all, gather round, gather round. Check out the all-new Mega Podtastic Podcast. These guys are better than paper or plastic. They're absolutely fantastic.
What makes these guys fantastic?
What makes them fantastic, you ask? Do you like movies?
Yeah, I like movies.
Do you like television?
Yeah, I like television.
What about pop culture?
Who doesn't like pop culture?
Well, you're all in luck because this show is weekly, and trust me, I'm not being cheeky.
Do they talk about Muppets?
Are you kidding? With Crazy Joe involved, you can't stop that guy from talking Muppets. That's not all.
There's more.
You betcha. Celebrity guests and interviews, just to name a few.
Are they famous?
Famous? Well, they were nominated 3 times for a Parsec Award.
They won a Parsec Award?
No, but it's an honor just to be nominated.
How do I find these guys?
They can be found at megapodtastic.com and youtube.com/megapodtastic.
The Flashpole Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of banter, brawls, and the black arts thrice weekly. Find it at flashpulp.com or on iTunes.
Studios proudly presents Mad TV Mayhem, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer edition.
You think you know who you are and what's to come? You haven't even begun. Ivy's like that Anya. She's nearly human and strangely literal.
Sometimes when it's dark and I'm all alone, I think, what would Buffy do?
I might be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
So everything you told me was true?
Well, no. I wasn't actually one of the original members of Pink Floyd. What about the monster stuff? Yes.
Power. I have it, and they don't. This bothers them.
The hardest thing in this world is to live in it.
Hello and welcome to Mad TV Mayhem, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer edition. How are you all doing? Happy Canada Day. It is Wednesday, July 1st, Canada Day here in Canada, and it's a holiday. You know, I said if I was to pick a day that I had to take off in a week, like I know everybody takes a Monday or a Friday, but I thought, you know, a Wednesday would be great because then you work 2 days, you have a day off. You work 2 days, you have 2 days off. You work 2 days, you have a day off. Like, I think that would be a good schedule because you could get a lot done on a Wednesday or you can do nothing on a Wednesday. I have done nothing on a Wednesday. I'm doing a podcast on a Wednesday, but I haven't done anything else. I was very tired. I didn't sleep well a couple of days before, and I've been trying to catch up. Sonia left for a crazy, crazy canoe backpack hiking adventure in Lac La Biche. She's going a crazy distance canoeing with a friend, and so she left at 7 o'clock this morning, and I slept. And Freya woke me up at 8:30. We made French fries and with cheese on them because I promised mini hash browns, which we didn't have, and I wasn't going to go get them. Excuse me. And then I went back and I had a nap, and I got up about half an hour ago, and I thought, damn it, if I don't get out there and record this podcast, it won't happen at 8:30 tonight, as planned, as promised, and that just wouldn't do. So, yeah, here I am. I hope all you are doing well. The dog days of podcasting, I think, has come to an end. I listened to Mark the Encaffeinated One's last episode there, and I haven't seen any more in the feed recently. I think it's important to gear up. I'm going to be doing the August one to my wife's chagrin. We will do it because we like to.
But I'm still trying to think of a different, perhaps, iteration of the way of doing it, a different way of playing the game, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know. But the TV stuff is super fun because this Buffy stuff is exciting. And I don't want to oversaturate the market in the TV, so I don't want to do that. I'm not sure. I was having fun with lots of things. Maybe I'll do
Never mind. I'm not talking about it. I will not say what I'm thinking about doing, because I don't necessarily want to commit to doing it. My voice can't handle it. Anyway.
All right, well, enough about me. Let's talk about the show. Hey, I bet you want to know where you are on the leaderboard. I bet you want to know what your score is. Well, I can tell you, because I got it right here in front of me. Shane Poole, you are in first place with 45 points. Ann Freeman, you are in second place with 40 points. Nutty, you are in third place with 39. Steve Pritchard, you have 35. Mike Wills, you have 32. Melanie Taylor has 20. Joe, you have 17. Amelia, you have 17. And Craig, you have 5. So there you go. It's a tight competition on that last episode there. People getting in and people shocked at how quickly the points were gone. So I hope you're on it for this episode because it's getting cutthroat out there. But Mike Wills, you were the first one yesterday or last episode when she was bad, season 2. And, you know, you followed very closely behind by Steve. And then Nutty was like right there. Yeah. You know, it was exciting. I like it. I hope you guys do it for this one. But before you can do that, I have to draw some scenes from the hat, and then I have to draw some names to do the scene. So let's get that on the go here. Let's see what kind of scene we're going to end up with and how many characters do we have in this scene? Let's see. Who do we got? What do we got here? Ooh, this scene has 3 characters. All right. So 3 characters. We'll put that hat down. We'll grab the other one with the names in it. And we're going to give it a shake and we're going to draw those characters. See who is going to be doing the performance for you tonight. Who is the first one? We have Ronimo Stewart. Oh boy. Oh, that could be interesting. All right. And our second one is Little Billy. Oh.
Oh boy. I can't wait to get out there.
Oh crap. Okay. Little Billy and I feel like Geronimo would bully Little Billy.
Oh, you think you're so special? Yeah. You'll get cast in all the young roles.
Hey man, leave me alone. It's not my fault I can only play those roles.
Ah. Anyway, and then last but not least, who's going to accompany these guys? Who are going to do there? We're going to do, all right, Bob Gruff. Bob Gruff is the voice we're going to do. All right, let's get in there. Let's do it.
Oh, shut up. I have to be prepared.
Okay, sorry about that. Before we do this scene.
Oh, yes. Keep laughing.
Stop it. I'm going to take a sip of this fine high-quality H2O and get that whistle wet for the voicing. Oh. That's better. Best sip of the day. Shout out to Michael Butler. Oh, that's pretty good. All right.
We are ready now.
Yes, we're ready.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to do this scene. Hopefully keep a straight face. All right, here we go. Here we go.
What do you need?
Her. Dark hair? Yeah. Tall. Name of Faith. Criminally insane?
Have you seen her? Is this bird after you?
In a bad way, yeah.
Tell you what I'll do then. I'll head out, find this girl, tell her exactly where all of you are, and then watch as she kills you. Can any one of your damn little Scooby Club at least try to remember that I hate you all? Just because I can't do the damage myself doesn't stop me from aiming a loose cannon your way! And here I thought this evening would be dull!
Go ahead! You wouldn't even recognize her!
Dark hair, this tall, name of Faith, criminally insane! I like this girl already!
We're dumb.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is the scene.
Oh, yes, there is a scene. It's complete. It's done. We performed.
Okay, and can you guess what season and what episode that scene's from? I'm sure you can. It's a good one. I love that whole beginning part where Spike is like totally doesn't have any teeth. You know what I mean? He has been neutered and there's nothing he can do. And we all know what season that's from. Come on. Come on. What season do we get Spike? What season do we get Spike back? Because I tell you what, he's one of my favorite characters and I like him even more when he moves on to Angel. And moves into the Angel universe. I like the Angel universe a lot, too. Maybe that could be the next one we do after Buffy. Who knows? We'll have to see. Maybe we could do... Well, Firefly would be pretty hard. There's not very much. And Dollhouse, I think, has only got 2 seasons. That would be interesting. But I don't know. That one's not for me as beloved as Buffy or Angel was. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. I did what I could. I tried, but then I forgot. Spike hates us all. Yeah, so there you go. Can you get on the leaderboard? Can you get the points? I think you can. All you have to do is message me either on Facebook through Messenger or through the Messenger on my personally, and let me know. Be the first one to get 10 points, and it goes down from there. You know how it's done. All right, and that's it. So,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Empath Studios' presentation of Mad TV Mayhem, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found at nimlast.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.
Candy Cane Studios, art matters. Not that boring stuff you get at the big box stores, but the new stuff, the weird stuff, the stuff that sparks a conversation and a realization that, yes, you are the black sheep of the family, and yes, that's okay. Here at Candy Cane Studios, we believe that you are unique and that your art should reflect that. Whatever you want, whether it be a D&D character or Twitch emotes, you should have it reflect the weirdness deep inside. Email candycanestudios@outlook.com for pricing today.